What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where it's about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as behind those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, as always, I'm joined by Shannon Times.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? So welcome to, this should be the holiday break set of episodes. So if you're a regular, right, you've been around for a couple years now, almost 4 years, actually. You'll know that we usually take a break around the holidays, so you'll get episodes during the holidays, and then during the actual holiday, we didn't record. So then the week after, it's kind of weird. You're like, where the episode's at? I do have an Ask SSP. I did record. I might hold on to that. I was going to do it this Thursday, but now I'm thinking about it. I may hold on to it for the holiday, so that way we do have an episode for the holiday. But don't quote me on that. We'll see. If you see it on Thursday, I gave it to you. So we'll see how that goes. But without further ado, I'll give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. This article is from housingwire.com. It's titled Mr. Cooper Hit with Consumer Class Action Lawsuits Over Cyber Attack. And it's written by Flavia Furlan Nunez. Okay. So we talked about the Mr. Cooper thing, right? We talked about it last week, right? We even have one amongst our midst, you know, who was affected. You know what I mean? But now they got a class action lawsuit that's coming against them, right? And these are the things that are going to happen, right? So like people expect, you know, for their identities to be protected, like especially when you, again, this is a mortgage lending company, right? So when you start giving them all this pertinent information, you do it under the hopes that you think your information is going to be protected, right? So to kind of recap a little bit, it was October 31st, so it was on Halloween. They reported they experienced a cybersecurity incident, right? And Mr. Cooper has 4.3 million customers that it's servicing, right? So this is one of those things where it's like there's a lot of people to be affected by follow-on attacks because they had this information, you know, your social security, your email, things of that nature. But yeah, so the lawsuit pending against them right now, or it's been filed against them, and the customers claim as a result of the attack, they're in the hand, they are like the customers themselves are in the hands of criminals and face an increased risk of identity theft. True, right? Now, Mr. Cooper, they're like, hey, we're doing what we can. We're trying to we're trying to, you know, probably just issue life lock. Actually, I gotta ask you, what did they do for you, Ryan? Actually, I'm curious now.
So I don't know. I didn't receive the letter yet.
Okay, you get the letter yet?
Yeah,
Okay.
so I think in my head of it, right? So I think a lot of people don't know they've been affected unless they went to the website. So if you're on autopay and you never check, you'll never know that you got hit anyway.
Okay.
Unless you're savvy like our listeners.
Yeah.
But I do know a letter's on the way. Not just because of historical, but I believe I saw some correspondence in one of the articles. It was like they've issued statements and it's going out or whatever.
That's what I thought too, right? Like, is it came up before that they were doing something, so I thought it would have made its way to you yet, but maybe not yet. Okay, it's
Yeah,
on.
it just seems like the lawsuit is a little bit ahead of the customer's awareness, which I
Gotcha.
mean, hey.
Yeah. So, and I asked that because they partially resumed operations, right? So look, if you're going to bring everything back up, I would assume, or bring most things back up, I would assume you'd already done your notifications and everything that you need to, right? I would assume you wouldn't still have people out there hanging that may not even know. Like, even though we're reporting on it now for the last 2 weeks, there could be people out there that are none the wiser, right? Unless you're
And I
listening.
may have gotten an email like that. That could be as well. Like maybe that's what's it wasn't an article. Maybe it was an email that I received. Honestly, don't know. Because we're always kind of ahead of stuff, so it
Right.
kind of makes everything kind of jumbled up.
Yeah. And that could, like you said, that could have just been the notification, right? You may not get paper anymore, right? Like we're getting to that point in time where paperless is kind of the way to go, right? Like if they're asking for an email for everything, that'll probably be how they do a lot of their communications. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so Mr. Cooper, they say they're continuing to investigate. So even though they've partially resumed operations, right? Phone systems and the website are up again. Because I believe it was the phone systems that was down before. Like if you tried to call them, you couldn't get through to them or something like that last week.
It was the website was hard down. Like
Website.
you couldn't check your anything. Like you would go to the page and it would tell you like we've suffered issues. And they put everything down.
Gotcha. So Yeah, so they're continuing to investigate, right? And it says in the coming weeks, we will mail notices to any affected customer and provide them with complimentary credit monitoring services, right? They said on their website. But this was like the 31st, like right now was almost 3 weeks ago, right? So I figure, you know, those mailed notices would be out already. But you said you haven't received one yet. So, and
No, I'm checking right now my email. I don't have anything around Halloween. I just have the normal statement.
right. So I don't know. Maybe you weren't hit. You know, it could be like you didn't get hit like you think. I don't know if they know, to be honest with you. They're probably just notifying everybody, hey, we had an incident. Here's what we're gonna provide to you, right? So, and even in their statement, right, they're gonna email the notices and provide them with complimentary credit monitoring services, right? Like that's the go-to. We already know that, right? So, they talk in the article as well about their fourth quarter earnings. It's going to be 5 to 10 million in additional vendor costs, right? So, like, yes, it's costing them more money, but again, public trust, right? Like, so people that are with Mr. Cooper, like, I don't know how that would go. I've never had to do it. I don't know how it would go if you want to change your loan company. I don't know if that's something you can actually do on your own to say, hey, sell it to somebody else. I don't know.
Right, and use this in their favor. Like they sell you.
Exactly, right? So I don't know how that would go, but yeah, it's an ongoing situation. They are partially back up, right? So phone systems, website, things of that nature, but credit monitoring services are coming your way if you're affected by this, right? As per usual, you know what I mean? But Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
So please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Monday, Tuesday, our topics, Wednesday discussion. The rigmarole, right? I gotta say it though. I didn't expect anything more than credit monitoring services and in the letter. That's just what happens. You get several of those a year, right? You get your T-Mobiles, now your Mr. Coopers. What I find interesting though is that this falls in line with John Hopkins, right? So the breach occurred. A class action lawsuit's already starting to build. This I think the one for John Hopkins though came out of Maryland. I want to say it was closer. Mr. Cooper may be in Texas. I don't know, but I know Texas is really big on cybersecurity right now. Like they have their own Texas ramp and all the other good stuff. Like Texas is making laws, like we talked about in the past. I don't want 50 different variations of every cyber rule, but it's good to see that some states are stepping in to protect their clients, right? Their constituents. So Texas is getting the ball rolling. I think I made a joke in the chat. I'm going to get LifeLock for a year and a $20 bill. That's what's probably going to happen. Most unlikely, right? Typically, these class action lawsuits don't pay very well. I think what's more important though is, again, like I said last week, this is going to be the year. Like at the end of the year, it's the year of changing my passwords. So I'm going to have to go through and change all of my passwords because I'm receiving funny calls, text messages, and emails. So could not it may not be Mr. Cooper. Like maybe something else got breached. That's causing me these issues. But
It's too coincidental, though, right?
it
If
was like
it's
right
that last
there.
week, yeah.
Yeah. But I think I said last week I don't want to be sued for libel. Libel is if you put it in print. I don't print anything.
Slander. So it's slander.
Slander is when you say it. So I won't get sued for slander. Like it might not be their fault. Like everybody seems to be getting breached. So it could be several of my different I don't know what you would call them.
Services that you
So
subscribe.
there you go. So who's to say, to be honest with you? But yeah, it was very coincidental around that time because I got a call yesterday. So I wanted to repair my windows. I'm like, what is why windows? Who sold me out from windows? I don't want any windows, people. Like I was just like, no. And then just was silent and they hung up on me. No. I don't want any windows.
You gave him more than usual, though. You actually gave him a response. I thought you usually just hang up on him,
I
right?
usually do. I usually do. I was just very frustrated. It's all local companies. So like they're getting something from somebody. Some third party is like, he needs windows. But I don't know where it's coming from. It's really strange. But I say all that to say, go if you're Mr. Cooper, Client, just go ahead and change passwords. Just make it happen. Like, we don't know what, like, because they haven't disclosed what was stolen, right? Like, what part of my personal information, if any of it, was breached. So when I get the letter, we'll be back. But I think we'll be back before I get the letter, because I think it's going to take like 30 days probably. So I probably won't get it to the end of the month, because they're still investigating. And then if I get, I assume I'll get some kind of letter from the lawyers, right? That are doing the class action lawsuit. They usually blast it out to all the people who were affected. I remember Wells Fargo had something similar. And like, you just get an email one day saying, "Hey, there's a class action lawsuit. Would you like to be a part of it?" And then it asks you like time frames, like, when did you become a customer, yada yada yada, so they can figure out if they did something wrong. I think for Wells Fargo's part, they were selling people services that they didn't need, or something like that, or opening accounts that they didn't need.
Yeah, that was the accounts thing. If I'm thinking of the
Yeah,
class one, they
I think that's
opened
what.
accounts. Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of predatory lending and things of that nature. So I assume the same thing will happen here. I'll get a an email, which I'll scrutinize, because I always get paranoid. Like, who are you? And how do you know I'm a customer of them? And then I'll let you know how that goes. But I see this and John Hopkins turning up several times before the end of the year, probably being next year as well. What I'll be interested in seeing is who is suing MOVEit, right? Like, so all this stuff is being caused by MOVEit. Typically, when you're going after someone who's wrongdoer in some regard, right? Then you sue the first, the second, the third cousin, right? You just keep going up the, like, somebody's going to give you money basically from one of these big lawyer companies. So I'm surprised that Mr. Cooper isn't involved, MOVEit is not involved, in other agencies, right? But I don't know yet, so we'll see. But
It could
typically, they go after everybody.
be that, because Mr. Cooper's going under a class action lawsuit, like, they may sue, the people they believe to be at fault, so they know they're going to catch the fine, right? Because they're kind of the last, like, the end, I don't want to say end user, but the face that's being sued, you know what I mean? But they're like, "No, we relied on a service that's provided by so and so that said they would protect it appropriately, and they didn't." You know what I mean? So maybe that's what'll happen. If they know a $100 million fine is coming their way, they're going to sue somebody else for 150 million, right? Make it worth their time.
Exactly. So yeah, but more to come. But yeah, it's moving fairly fast. I've never seen the class action lawsuit come out before we even got the letters. So that seems to be really client facing and focused. Plus, like, I'm sure the lawyers is like, this is money. Somebody's going to pay us something to pay out to these people. Then we're going to take our cut as well. So, America.
And that's kind of a good thing, right? Because then it shows that people are actually paying attention to cybersecurity like that, right? Like, class action lawsuits are out there. That's what we want. We want people to be paying attention to these things that have made our lives more convenient, This doesn't happen from that.
So more to come, good people, but definitely continue to tune in throughout the week. Monday, Tuesday are topics, Wednesday discussion. Thursdays will probably be a throwback, but next week we have a really good Ask SSP coming up. And then Friday, everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. Hit us up at the websites that go by our name. You give me a personally, I'm at Ry Ry Security Guy. That's RYRY Security Guy on Clubhouse. Yeah, Clubhouse, Threads, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Stay safe, stay secure.